There is a light at the end of the tunnel on Jacksonville's current water boil and conservation orders. The orders were put in place yesterday morning after a major water main break at the city's water treatment plant in the early morning hours on Tuesday. Latest update from the Morgan County Emergency Services Department last night indicate the boil order will expire at noon Thursday for those who get their water through the city of Jacksonville, as well as the SMG Water Co-op, Alexander Rural Water District, and the Murrayville Woodson Water Commission. Press release also stresses conservation of water as a necessity for the next few days so that the water tanks are able to refill with treated water. Mayor Andy Ezzard says the water main was repaired at around 11 a.m. yesterday, but he said during the afternoon press conference that crews are still hard at work addressing what to do next.
Just because we patched a old main doesn't mean, hey, let's go out and water our yard now. There's a lot more to do. And I still stress the word conservation. You got to conserve, you got to help us out. The community and the citizens have done a great job. We're very happy about the support we've had from not just the conservation effort, but the word out about the boil order and also about the other communities helping our fire department in regards to life safety and water tanks and support that the village of South Jacksonville has given us as far as potable water where folks can go get that. We're not out of the woods. We took a big step as far as patching it, but now the hard part begins by putting the pressure back into that main to see if that main takes. We hope it does. If it doesn't, then we're back to square one.
You can listen to the rest of yesterday afternoon's press conference featuring the mayor as well as Morgan County ESDA coordinator Phil McCarty and Morgan County Health Department Director Dale Boehner. That's all available on WLDS.com. We are expecting to get another update at some point this morning.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Morris Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
Well, having just glanced at the news at WLDS.com email, we did just get an update from the Morgan County Emergency Services Department just a few minutes ago, and we're just going to go ahead and read this email verbatim. The agencies still participating in the boil order are City of Jacksonville, SMG Water Co-op, Alexander Rural Water District, and Murrayville Woodson Water Commission. Progress at the water plant and gaining water levels made last night. However, conservation of water is necessary until further notice due to water emergency and safety measures for weather, drought, and forecast. There is still a no-burn notice in effect to Morgan County. Nichols Park Pool will remain closed today, and another press conference will be held at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So nothing terribly new there, but that is the update that was just provided a couple of minutes ago. In other news this morning, if you are hard of hearing and want to test out a new piece of equipment designed to make phone calls a little easier, you're in luck. Illinois Telecommunications Access Corporation is having a testing event in Jacksonville today to demonstrate several devices. The nonprofit, Springfield-based ITAC, is distributing the free amplified phone devices to those who qualify. On-site hearing tests will be available at the Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living. JSOL Executive Director Becky McGinnis.
The idea is that someone who does have difficulty hearing on the phone can come in, test the devices that are available. New this year is a cell phone option. As I recall, it is not an actual cell phone. It is an amplifier that goes with a cell phone. And the people decide what is best for them and fill out the paperwork to determine that, yes, they are eligible.
McGinnis says someone will be available on site to do certification. She says you need to bring a picture ID and a copy of your phone bill with you. The event is from 9 a.m. until noon. And again, that's at Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living. Jacksonville police made three arrests last night. 25-year-old Matthew Shorey of the 700 block of East Douglas was arrested at his residence at around 6:30 for possession of drug paraphernalia and production of cannabis. Shorey has been released on bond. 40-year-old Orvella Miller of the 1000 block of East Morton was picked up in the 700 block of East Douglas at around 7 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance and on a Fayette County warrant for failure to appear on charges of domestic battery and DUI. Miller remains in custody. 24-year-old Joseph Gibson of the 300 block of North Fayette was picked up in the 300 block of West Independence at around 10:45 p.m. for retail theft. Gibson remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made one arrest yesterday afternoon. 22-year-old Ashley Nicole Thady of Maridosa was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1 p.m. for theft. Thady has been released on bond. 30,000 Volkswagen and Audi owners in Illinois are in line for part of the settlement over the company's admitted faking of diesel emission tests.
Volkswagen admitted that some of their cars had software that cheated emissions testing. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says the settlement includes $150 million in restitution for Illinois consumers.
There are nearly 30,000 cars that were sold or leased that are affected. It impacts model years from 2009 through 2015, and they are 2-liter Volkswagen and Audi diesel engine cars.
Vehicle owners will get at least $5,100 and a choice between a vehicle buyback and a modification to that emission system. David Stewart, Chicago.
Getting the cash you need for the things you need just got a little easier at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. Now you can apply online for your personal loan at fsbtco.com. So when you're thinking about a new car, home improvement project, or boat, just log on to fsbtco.com to apply. We'll get back to you fast with a convenient payment plan and competitive rates. Personal loans from the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. We're doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Governor Rauner is pushing a stopgap budget and an education funding bill just days before the new fiscal year begins. Governor met yesterday with legislative leaders from both parties. He said a deal is close on a six-month spending plan that would provide funds for the most critical government services. Rauner did say Democrats are still focused on passing an education bill that would include what he calls a bailout for Chicago public schools. So Illinois lawmakers will be back in Springfield today. The General Assembly has just 2 days to approve a stopgap budget or a plan to fund schools before the new fiscal year begins.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.